Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
The Alaska-based PBS kids series Molly of Denali has won its first Emmy. The animated show, which follows the adventures of a 10-year-old Athabaskan girl, received the award for Best Writing for a Preschool Animated Series at the 2025 Children's and Family Emmy Awards. The winning episode, Not a Mascot, premiered in March 2024 and follows Molly and her basketball team as they address an indigenous mascot stereotype. It was co-written by Juneau resident and Alaska Native language expert Zune Lance Twitchell, alongside writer Ray Lankford. Molly of Denali, which debuted in 2019, has received multiple Emmy nominations over the years, along with a Peabody Award and other industry honors. This year, the show was also nominated for Best Interactive Media. Several Alaska Native writers and producers have contributed to the series, including members of the Juneau tribal community. The show continues to bring indigenous stories to a national audience while promoting cultural representation and children's programming. Bear baiting applications are open. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell with more.
Black bear hunters on the Kenai Peninsula can now apply for baiting permits in the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge for the 2025 season. Applications must be submitted in person at the refuge headquarters on Ski Hill Road by April 11th at 4:30 p.m. The random drawing for baiting site selection takes place on April 12th at 10 a.m. but won't be held in person. Instead, applicants must be available by phone to choose their designated area. Permits are issued for exclusive 1-square-mile sites and apply only to the harvest of black bears over bait. After the drawing, any remaining sites will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. The refuge reminds hunters that all bait stations must be registered with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. A valid Alaska hunting license and a state-approved bear baiting clinic are required. Bow hunters must also complete a state-approved bow hunter education course. For further details, you can call the refuge at 907-262-7021 or visit this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
With hundreds of residents attending, this year's Sweeney's St. Patrick's Day Parade was a golden success, sparking the celebration of Irish culture and cheer throughout the community. Despite the chill weather, many Alaskans lined the streets of Soldotna with bags of candy in hand and dressed in their favorite green. The owner of Sweeney's Clothing, Mike Sweeney, started the annual St. Patrick's Day tradition 34 years ago. Today, many residents look forward to the event each year.
It was a big parade, a lot of attendance, a lot of supporters for walking and driving in the parade. Soldotna and the Kenai Peninsula is just a wonderful place to live.
From full-size candy bars to a lively drumline, Sweeney's St. Patrick's Day Parade hosted dozens of floats, businesses, and organizations. The Soldotna Chamber of Commerce proudly presented the event and expressed heartfelt gratitude to all those who contributed to making the heart of the community shine. Quote, "Whether you marched, handed out candy, waved, or cheered from the sidelines, we are truly grateful for you," end quote. The director of Museums Alaska is concerned how federal budget cuts will affect museums in the state. This comes after President Trump signed an executive order last week that calls for dissolving a number of federal agencies, including the Institute for Museum and Library Services. Museums Alaska Director Dixie Klo says all of our museums, all of our libraries, are supported by the federal government. Klo says the history and culture and art of Alaska is so important. She added that if the Institute for Museum and Library Services is eliminated, the ability to share Alaska's history and culture and art will be very much decimated. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.